Well, good morning, everyone. We want to warmly welcome you to our very special Lord's Day morning service when we have the children gathering in with us. And we have a representation, at least, of our children's mission here this morning. So I want to especially welcome everybody under the age of 12. No, Eva, 13? Okay, everyone under the age of 13 are especially welcome now. You're more welcome than ever because there was a lot of children slept in today. A lot slept in. Too early in the morning. Anyway, we're glad to have you all. Now, if you do have a hymn book, we'll sing a hymn together. Have you hymn books in the front? Now, I wonder, let me see. Marie, would you go to the back and grab some hymn books for the children there, please? And reach them up. That would be great. Thank you very much. 687 is our first hymn. Thank you, David. 687. Oh, there's hymn books coming from everywhere now. Good stuff. Good stuff. 687 is our hymn. And you will find it on the page number. The page number is at the very bottom there. And it is, I find it myself. So it's the page 453. Page 453. We're going to get the introduction, and then we'll sing this beautiful hymn together. Let me read the first verse to you. It says, "There's a friend for little children." That means even if you're a boy or a girl, there's a very special friend in heaven. His name is God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I was a wee boy, the Lord saved me at the age of 5. And perhaps the Lord would save you today. There's a friend for little children above the bright blue sky. A friend who never changes, whose love will never die. Well, we'll get to the introduction and then we'll stand to sing this hymn.
watched this week. Remember, before the meeting started, we had a wee snippet of a movie to watch just before the meeting started. And what was the name, can anyone tell me, of the man in the movie each day? Yes, Frankie. No, Max, not. But it's a really good guess. These people are both in the Bible and very, very important people in the Bible. Did I hear it there? No? Do I say it? Christian. Excellent, Eva. Christian. And Christian is from Pilgrim's Progress. And we were singing there about every little pilgrim. Now, Christian was a man. He had a family. But even when you're small, you can be a pilgrim heading to heaven. And remember, what happened? What was the big thing on his back? Did he have a school bag? No. What did he have on his back? Anybody know? It was like a rock. That's right. That was his burden, because that was a sin. He was burdened down by a sin. And remember what happened when he got near the cross? What happened? He ran towards it. That's right. And the burden fell off and it rolled away. And that's the moment he was saved. So it's good to be saved for us all. So your sins all roll away and we are at peace with God. Okay, well, let's take a moment to pray together. So, how is it we pray? There are three things adults and children need to know about prayer. When we pray, it's always good to fold your arms. A, bow your head. B, and then C, close your eyes. Let's go and talk now to God, and the Lord is the one that we approach now. So let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we want to come, Lord, reverently before thee, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who can release the burdened sinners' sins from off their back. And we are glad, Lord, that we can be freed from our iniquity. We are glad that Jesus Christ on the cross paid the price for our sin, that if we receive thee, Lord, thou art able and willing to forgive. And I want to pray, Lord, for every home represented here today, that everyone would know what it truly is to be saved and to be absolutely forgiven of their sins. We pray, Lord, for the homes that the children come from. O Lord, redeem them. May their parents and their siblings trust in Christ. And Lord, for today, as we meet in thy house, Lord, as we have already been asking and enjoying, we pray, Lord, for thy presence to be intensified. You have said where two or three are gathered, there you would be in the midst. So today, we come to meet, Lord, with thee. And Lord, thou art the one who said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we bring children to thee today in person and in prayer. And we ask of thee, O Lord, to lay thy good hand upon them. And Lord, save their souls. Redeem every one of them and their families, that they would be united in Jesus Christ. Lord, answer prayer, we pray this day. We pray for Joyce as she comes to do a lesson in the moment. Lord, help her, we pray. Speak through her. Make her a channel of blessing. And Lord, may this be a day where there is rejoicing in heaven over someone or several people trusting in Christ for salvation. So Lord, bless us here this morning. We pray for our own congregation. Many, Lord, sick and unwell. Some, Lord, just out of hospital and in great need. Lord, bless thy people and encourage those who are unwell, that they may be strengthened even this day. So go on with us, Lord. Do us good now. In Jesus' name we pray for help. Amen and amen. Amen. Now, I want first of all to tell you, not so much a story, it's kind of more of an illustration. Now, who here loves Lego? Is there anybody here? Now, I want to commend the children for being honest. Adults, I would dare say, if you had a wee quiet corner, you could build a wee Lego car yourself. Well, I want to tell you this. I have this. I know, it's impressive, isn't it? It's a real good one. You may be very familiar with this very ship. Now, if I told you I woke up this morning and this just appeared, it just like fell out of the sky, would you think, Mr. Brown?
I think he just got it. It came from a box.
Well, here, you're thinking along the right lines, Frankie.
This didn't just appear. That would be silly. Nobody would think that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here landed a spaceship, right? Obviously, somebody had to build all these blocks. They had to design them, right? So I hope that can go back on again. That's okay. So somebody had to design this and then put it into a big machine and manufacture it and make it into a shape, right? It didn't appear from nowhere. And you know, this world and you are the same. You didn't appear out of nowhere. It's not like one day there's a big bang and boom, there was a Lego starship. No. There wasn't a big bang someday and you just arrived and the world was here. No. Let me tell you what the Bible says, actually. In the very first verse of the Bible, who knows the first verse of the Bible? I think everybody does. Yeah? Excellent, Joel. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It says, in the beginning, God created. That means he made it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And somebody had to, if I can use the word create or make these little blocks. Now, here's the thing. This didn't just arrive like this. Frankie, you were right. It came in a box, and it was all pieces. There must have been, like, I don't know, there could have been 600 pieces. How did the person, and by the way, it was Micah who built this. This is Micah's. He's loaned it to me for the day. So, not mine. I would have enjoyed building it. Didn't happen. Now, when he opened the box, it was in pieces. What was the first thing he'd have to do? To make sure he'd build it right. Like, what if he sat down, right, and he just got these pieces and said, I'll put this one on here, and this one over here, and, well, that wouldn't have worked. He needed what? Lego pieces. Yes, Leah, go ahead. Leah, you are right. You need the instructions. And when you have the instructions, you can take all the pieces and put them together. Well, let me tell you, God has made all the pieces. He's made this world. He's made you and me. And you know what? He's gave us the instruction book. What is this book? It's the Bible, right? It's the Bible. And the Bible tells us where we came from, who made us. This book tells me where this came from. It was made by Lego manufactured it, and Lego sent it to the shop where we bought it. And then when you open it up, you've all the instructions on how it works. I take this book. It tells me God made me. And it tells me how I should live and how I can get to heaven forevermore. And here's what I want for you, to tell your mums and dads to read the Bible to you so that you might understand what God's will is for you, that you might serve him. So he's made you. Now let me ask you one more question. Listen, God made you, right? He also sent his son to die for you, to take the punishment for your sins. That's huge. The least that you and me can do is worship God and say, Lord, thank you for making me. Thank you, Lord, for sending me the Savior. And tell everybody about Jesus Christ. I want you to receive the Lord, to be saved, and for the rest of your life, walk with God. So I'm going to put this in the box again, because if I break it, it might be a long time before I am forgiven for doing so, but I'm sure forgiveness will come eventually. Now, what we're going to do is go straight to the program for the kids. So I'm going to get all the kids to come up to the front for me here. I'm going to sing three pieces, and we're going to do three verses, okay? So come on ahead, guys. Let's come on up to the very top.
Oh, that's good. That's 5 to 10.
Remember, now nobody can see it, but they're looking at you. But you see this?
Well, thank you very much to all the kids. It is not an easy task, you know, to get up here in the front and speak to you all. I can speak by personal experience, but certainly it's very good the children were willing to come today and to put all the work in this week. So it's good to have you, everyone, here today. This is the final meeting of our children's mission. We have it annually, and we've been very glad to have our sister Joyce Walsh with us this week. In just a moment or two, we're going to hear from Joyce. She's going to bring the lesson for the service here this morning. But we're indebted to you, Joyce. She's had to travel a lot. She lives in Banbridge. She didn't cycle. She didn't walk. So she'd be able to drive, and we're thankful for that. And we're certainly thankful for that. And to all the workers who participated this week, those who were sitting with the children, those who were helping us in every way. And I think no one will fault me here for saying a special thanks both to Mary and to Divina, because in the background, they're doing an awful lot of work, bus driving, bringing the kids in, getting sweets and putting together packs and everything else. So thank you to them both for all the work you've been doing. And to everyone involved, we are very blessed to have a good team of workers and to have a good team of children who are with us every single day as well. Just for our own congregation here, we do meet again tonight as we continue to study in the book of Genesis. And we're in chapter 6 tonight, so feel free to read that before you come this evening. And then for the incoming week, our services as usual, our midweek prayer meeting at 7:30 on Wednesday. Do join with us as we conduct that prayer meeting, God willing. Next Lord's Day, I need to be in Ballyclare Free Presbyterian Church again, so Reverend Trevor Baxter will be here in my absence. I also want to just mention in advance, we have the Reverend Gary Goods coming to testify. So that will be the last Sunday evening, the first Sunday evening of September. So to keep that in your mind as well, do join with us. Our brother Gary Goods is our minister in our Randallstown congregation. He's from Australia and he's got a remarkable testimony of God's saving grace. All testimonies are remarkable, but this is one you'll want to come and hear and invite people to as well. So those are all announcements, again, made subject to the will of God. Take your hymn books for me again. And we are now turning to the hymn 704. 704. And you'll find it on the page 460. And we'll get the introduction and then we'll stand together to sing. So 704, again a children's hymn. If I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. Now you know that doesn't mean that your life will be happy from morning till evening. You will have lots of challenges as you grew up as a Christian, because like I said to you this week, the world is after you, your flesh is weak, and the devil's out to get you, and they'll make your journey to heaven as hard as possible. That is why when you're a Christian, we're still looking to Christ to help us day by day. But it's true, your burden of sin will be relieved, and that will bring great happiness to your heart. 704, let's stand to sing.
If I come to Jesus,
tell you a little story just before our sister Joyce comes. And it will be a little story, don't worry. But you see that hymn that we just sung together? Do you know who wrote that?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you. It was a lady whose name was Fanny J. Crosby. And do you know what was special about her? Anybody know what was special about that lady? She was blind. Do you know what it means to be blind? Can someone tell me what it means to be blind? I'm going to ask Anna. Right. You can't see. That's rather sad, isn't it? But listen, when I sing that hymn, that's not a sad hymn. You would nearly think the woman who wrote that wasn't sad. Do you know what age she was when she went blind? When she was a wee baby. Just wait, hear this, Frankie. When she was a wee baby, she had a sickness in her eyes, and the doctor came to help her, and the doctor gave her the wrong medicine, and it made her blind, so she could never see since she was a wee baby. And for all her life, she could never see. And somebody asked her, they said, would you like to see again? What do you think her quick answer was? What would she have said? Yes, Leah?
Yes.
What do you think, Leo? What do you think, Frank?
Yes.
Hands up if you think she said yes.
Yes.
No. She said no. Do you know why? She said, I want to stay blind. And when I go to heaven, the first face I will see is Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? She would never see anybody's face except the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what she wished for. Isn't that marvelous? And if you're saved, you too will see Jesus someday as well. Let's have a wee word of prayer, then we'll hand over to your sister Joyce. As a congregation, I know you have been more than faithful in praying for us all week. I want to thank you for that. Let's join together one more time and let's pray. Our Lord and our God, our faith is so small at times. And our love for thee is far from what it should be. Nevertheless, Lord, you love us. Lord, thou art the one who loved us first. We love thee because, Lord, you first loved us. And Lord, this morning we pray for everyone gathered that you would touch our hearts. You would, Lord, lead us to Christ, that we would love thee more, that, Lord, there'd be a work done in everybody's heart. And we would leave stirred in our souls to walk with God. Bless us now. Undertake for our sister Joyce. Give her liberty and help. But Lord, perhaps what's more needed than anything is for the hearts of sinners to be opened this morning, that they would receive the good word that you've given your child to deliver. Be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we're glad to have Joyce this morning. It is a children's meeting. It's particularly designed to evangelize the children, and that's what we're going to move to now. So, Sister Joyce, thank you.
Oh, what a privilege it has been to be here this past week and to share the Word of God with boys and girls. Probably if we'd had them all in one day, we probably would have had around 40.
50.
Wow. So there you go. We've had a wonderful time with the boys and girls. And I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Brown and to the session and committee here for giving me the privilege of coming and teaching God's word to the boys and girls. We've really enjoyed our week together. And we thank God for the many boys and girls who've come in under the sound of the gospel. Now, just before we go into our lesson, we were talking this week about the Lamb of God. And each day we had a word starting with the letter P. And I'm going to see if the boys and girls remember since the weekend or if they've all forgotten. Now, on Monday we talked about the promised lamb, and that was from Genesis chapter 3. On Tuesday we talked about the provided lamb, and that was from the story of Abraham and Isaac. On Wednesday, we talked about the... Anybody remember? No, that was Tuesday. The Passover lamb, and that was to do with the children of Israel leaving Egypt. On Thursday, we talked about the... What lamb?
Promise.
Good guess, but not just quite the one I wanted now. The pro... Come on. From Isaiah 53. The prophet. The prophesied lamb. And then on Friday we talked... We couldn't get another P, so we didn't have a word with the letter P. What did we talk about on Friday? The... What did we talk about Friday?
The crucified
lamb and the risen lamb is what we talked about on Friday. Well done, boys and girls. Now, very quickly, very, very quickly. Oh, by the way, boys and girls, I want you to show the adults how well we sing this, or sit. How well we sit. Do you know, I'm going to let you into a wee secret. We have visitors today, and they're not from Northern Ireland. And they're not from England, Scotland, or Wales. And they're not from Southern Ireland. Now, I want you boys and girls to show them how well we sit in church. Because when they go back to where they live, they can say, oh, we were in Northern Ireland and we went to a church and the boys and girls sat up so, so well. Also, boys and girls, I have to keep my eye on the rest of these adults. Because you know what they do in church? Brandy, do you know what they do in church sometimes? They fall asleep. We can't have any of that. Do you know what else they sometimes do? They eat sweets. So I've got to keep my eye on them. So I want you boys, and you're sitting with your backs to the backs of your seats, and I'm not going to be very long, and you listen very carefully. Now, who can tell me what this is? Well, it could be. It's a bag. It's a...
Bag.
What sort of a bag? It's a... Good man. It's a gift bag. And if you got a bag like this with a gift in it, would you have to pay for the gift?
Yes.
You would? Oh, well, I wouldn't want that kind of gift. Would you have to pay for a gift if you got it in a bag like this?
Yes.
No. No, you wouldn't. And boy, if I got a bag like this with a gift in it, I would be delving into it right away to see what was in this bag. But anyway, this bag, I bought it. And what's in this bag, I bought. So whoever gets this bag, you won't have to pay for it. Or what's in it. Now, in the Bible, in the book of John, we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, boys and girls, we talked during the week, at least I think we did, about that word whosoever. Who does that word, what does that word mean? What does whosoever mean in that Bible verse? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Everyone.
Anybody. That's right. The whosoever. And I want you to keep that in mind as we do our Bible lesson. You keep that word whosoever in mind. Because you see, this gift bag that I have, this is for somebody in church this morning. Now, the Reverend Brown might get it. Or some of these other folk might get it. Might get it. Some of you boys and girls might get it. You have to listen very carefully to the story, because you see, there's somebody's name on here. Somebody's name on here. And when we get to the end of the story, the person whose name is on here, this gift bag is for them. Now remember that wee word, whosoever. That whosoever means anybody. It means everybody. I see a gentleman over here. I think he's dying to get this bag. So he'll have to listen real carefully. Right, very quickly, let's see what's in here. What do we start with? Oh, these have got a bit squished, I don't know why. Smarties. Who loves Smarties? I do too. Do you know what I do with Smarties? I shouldn't be telling you this. Do you know what I do with Smarties? When I eat Smarties, I put them in my mouth. Not all at once, of course. But I put them in my mouth and I suck them and get the hard shell off. And then I'm left with the chocolate. Mmm, they're lovely. But anyway, when I think of Smarties and I see them on the shelf in the shop, do you know what Smarties make me think about? They make me think about somebody in the Bible. And we talked about this person during the week. And you know, this person thought they were smarter than God. Oh yes, we talked about him during the week. And you know, this person thought, I'll outwit God. I can sure handle God. And I'm smarter than God. But he soon found out he wasn't. You see, makes me think of the Pharaoh. And you remember, boys and girls, how we learnt during the week how the Pharaoh made slaves out of the children of Israel and how he made them make bricks and they cried to God and God deliver us out of this awful Egypt. And God heard their prayer and God sent Moses and Aaron down into Egypt. And Moses says, Pharaoh, you've got to let my people go. And what did Pharaoh say? Not a chance, Moses. Keep motoring. No, not really, but that was the idea. No, he said, they're staying. And he thought he was better than God and that he could outwit God. And so God sent the plagues. And every time a plague came and it affected the Egyptians, he asked Moses to take the plague away, and God did. And then again he said, sorry, they're not going, they're staying. And you know, boys and girls, there's people in the world a bit like that. And there's boys and girls a bit like that. And they think, I'm far smarter than God. And when I get old and when I die or whatever it might be, God will let me into his heaven because I'm real good and I'm real clever and God will let me into his heaven. God won't, boys and girls and mommies and daddies and grannies and grandmas today. Because you see, there's only one way to God's heaven, and that's to have our sins forgiven and to be trusting in Christ as our Saviour. And we learned during the week about the blood on the door, and that was the only means of safety and security for the firstborn. And you can only be guaranteed heaven if you trust in Christ as your Saviour, your sins have been forgiven, and you've been washed in the precious blood of Jesus. None of us are smarter than God. Oh no. Because God is holy, God is just, God is eternal and everlasting. And we can't outwit God. Because if you're not saved, God will say, depart from me. I don't know you. And you'll be separated from God forever and ever and ever. Now, what do we see? What else is in here? Please. Does anybody like these? Picnic? They're great with a cup of coffee, aren't they? Ah, do you know, when I think about a picnic bar, I think about another person in the Bible. And do you know who I think about this time? I think about a young fella in the Bible. And you know, he thought life was just a picnic. He did. And he thought he could do as he liked and he could live as he liked. And it didn't really matter. And you know, I think... this young fella probably grew up in a home where his mummy and daddy would have taught him the importance of loving God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength and with all his mind. And you know, one day he went to his daddy and he said, here, daddy, he said, I know when you die, you're going to divide what you have between me and my brother and I want my bit now. I'm sure his daddy was awful sad. Because you see, his daddy loved him. And when we think of the love of this daddy, it makes us think of the love of God. Because God loves us in spite of our sin. Isn't that amazing? That never ceases to amaze me. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we've all done rotten, sinful things. And maybe you boys and girls think, "Ach, well, I'm not really a great sinner." But you know, the Bible teaches us, boys and girls, we're all born sin, and we have sin in our lives, and we do the wrong things that we do and the sinful things that we do because of the sin that's in our hearts. And so this fella got what his daddy was giving him, and he went away and he decided to leave home. Now, if he'd have been living in Larne in 2022, he would probably have gone away up to Belfast and bought himself the fastest thing on wheels, maybe a big high-powered motorbike, and he had to come back down the road and he would have terrorised the life out of people with his big fancy machine. But probably the fastest thing he could get was a camel or a donkey or whatever. But he went away, and boy, did he have a life of it. A real picnic, boys and girls. Oh, he lived it up. Great time. Oh, it was wonderful. He had many friends. Do you know, the Bible tells us that he spent his money in riotous living, sinful living, into all kinds of sin that we don't even mention this morning. But you know, one day an awful thing. Don't worry, Mr. Brown. Don't be worrying. One day, he stuck his hand in his pocket, and what happened? When he put his hand in his pocket, he didn't have any money. Oh, spent it all with his friends, and he probably went back to wherever he was staying, and maybe he pulled up the mattress and looked to see if there was any under the mattress, and he maybe got his socks that were smelly and stinky, and he chucked them all out to make sure there was no money in them. And he thought, "I'll go and find my friends." There wasn't one of them wanted to know him. He'd spent all his money. Oh, the picnic soon come to an end. And do you know what? He got himself a job feeding pigs. Stinky pigs. No offence to any pig farmers in the church this morning, but they're stinking, aren't they? Especially when they put the slurry out. Oh, my mummy used to complain to Tara, "Oh, them old farmers and their pigs and me washing's going to be stinking now." But anyway, he got himself a job feeding pigs. And one day as he sat in the pig pen, he began to think. Do you know, he had rebelled against his daddy and he had run away. He had rejected his daddy's love. And you know, that's just a picture of the sinner rebelling against God, trying to run away from God. And you know, this young man, as he sat there in the pig pen, he began to think about home. And he thought, you know, I've been such an idiot. I've been such a fool. Back in my daddy's house, the servants have far more than I have. And you know, he began to realise the wrong that he had done. And he decided that he was going to go back to his daddy. And when he was back with his daddy ran out to meet him and threw his arms around him. Didn't matter where he had been. It didn't matter he had been in this with the pigs and he was stinking. Didn't matter, because his daddy loved him. He loved him. And you know, he says, "Daddy, hold on here." He said, "I sinned against God and I've sinned against you. I'm not even worthy to be your son." Do you know, he was reconciled to his daddy. He was willing to repent of his sin and there was rejoicing. And you know, boys and girls, that is just a picture of the sinner who recognises and realises they've sinned against God and that they've done wrong and that they come and they repent of that sin and they're reconciled to God because they've had their sins forgiven and trusting in Christ as our Saviour. And as Mr. Brown prayed this morning, there was rejoicing because they'd come to Christ. What about you this morning? Maybe there's a mommy or a daddy or a granny or a granda this morning and you're rebelling against God. Oh, you knew you should come to Christ. You know your sins should be forgiven, but you're living in rebellion against God this morning. What about you boys and girls? What about you boys and girls? Do you know this morning that you're saved? Do you realise that God loves you so much that he allowed his son to be crucified, buried and raised from the dead so that your sin might be forgiven? We're nearly there. There's another verse. Another person I think about. Time out. Do you know, I love all these. Oh, time out. This makes me think of another person in the Bible. And you know, this person we read about in the New Testament part of the Bible as well. And you know, this man one day, I see farmers doing this all over the place this week. And they've got their big harvesters in the fields, and they're up and down the fields, and there's more machinery in the fields than you can imagine, and they're busy bringing in their harvest. And you know, this man in the Bible, he had a bountiful harvest, and he gathered it all in, and as he looked at his harvest, and his barns wouldn't contain it. And you know what he said? I'll pull down my barn, and I'll build bigger. And you know, he never gave thanks to God for his bountiful harvest. Oh no, God didn't come into his thinking at all. Not at all. He just was me, 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 I. And he forgot about God. Forgot about God. He had no time for God. I wonder, mommies and daddies and friends this morning, are you here and you have no time for God? You have time for lots of things, but no time for God. Boys and girls, maybe you have time for a whole lot of things. Your Xbox and your iPads and your all these things and your friends and all the rest of it. But you have no time for God in your little life because you're too busy with other things and you think, I'm too young to be saved. Never too young, boys and girls. And you know, this man, he said, I'll sit down and I'll take me ease and I'll put my feet up and I'll just enjoy myself. And what did God say? Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. His time was out, his time was up, and he was going to go out into eternity. What about you folk this morning? What about you boys and girls? What about you boys and girls? How quickly you could be in eternity. Oh yes, very quickly. Heard on the news the other day about a wee boy down south somewhere was knocked over by a bus or a Land Rover or something, and out into eternity. How sad. Time's up. Your time to meet God. Oh, boys and girls, God has given you opportunity this past week, and opportunity after opportunity to be saved. Will you today come, admit you're a sinner, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Because you see, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus died for the whosoever will, and you know that the whosoever means you, me, everybody. And if you're willing to come and accept God's gift of salvation, you can be saved this morning and your sins can be forgiven. We're almost there. This one and then another one. Now, you'll not get one of these bars in Larne, I can assure you. You might have a whole lot of things in Larne, but you'll not get this one. A churchy bar. You'll not get one of these in Larne. Oh, you'll have to come to the outpost of Rathfrieland to get one of these. And you know, this bar reminds me of two other men in the Bible. And they went up to the house of God. And one of them went up there and he stood up great, straight and tall. And he was so full of himself. And you know what he said? God, I thank you I'm not like the rest of these sinners. No, I'm very good, me. He was so self-righteous. Oh. And you know there are people like that. Maybe you're a bit like that this morning. Oh, you think, I'm just good enough for God. And if God doesn't like it, well, tough. Do you know what the other guy did? He went up to the temple and he bowed his head. And you know what he said? God, be merciful to me, the sinner. He realized he was a sinner. And he asked God for mercy and forgiveness. Boys and girls and folks this morning, which of those men are you like? Are you like the guy that says, oh God, I'm not like the rest of those sinners and those drunkards and those druggies and all the rest. I'm so good. Or are you this morning willing to be like the other man and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And if you come this morning, as the Bible says, and I've already said, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you are the whosoever this morning, and you know you are, you can be saved. One more. We'll throw that one back there. This is our last one. A lion bar. These are all good, aren't they? But do you notice the big picture of the lion here? And do you know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of the old devil, the enemy of our souls. The Bible tells us it goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you know, this morning, boys and girls, and maybe this past week, the old devil has been saying to you, don't pay a whole lot of attention to that woman. You're not really a bad boy and really a bad girl. Don't worry about getting saved now. Get saved when you're a whole lot older. Don't worry yourself. See, that's the kind of thing the old devil does, because he doesn't want you to be saved. Doesn't want you to become a Christian. Oh, this morning, folks, is there any of you like that this morning? You've known for many a long year that you need to be saved, but you're still allowing the devil to deceive you. And he'll deceive you right into hell, he will. But you know, this morning, we can have victory over the old devil. And you can come this morning and get saved. And as Mr. Brown said when we were singing that hymn, life's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a bed of roses. But you know, today you can be saved. And the Lord will enable you and help you. Because again, as we learn from the Bible, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God's gift of salvation is for the whosoever will. Whosoever will come and accept God's gift of salvation, this morning you can be saved. You see, the whosoever is you, it's me, it's anyone who is willing to repent of their sin and come and trust Christ as their Saviour. And this gift this morning is for whosoever. Who's whosoever in the meeting? All of us. Yes? So whosoever can come and take this gift this morning, it's yours for the taking. Yes, if you want it, you can have it. There you go. And listen, don't you open any of those bars, do you see your mummy? Because there's some of them got nuts in. But you know, you have your seat, Frankie. Frankie was willing to come and accept the gift. And I watched different people here this morning, and you dithered, and you thought, will she give it to me? Won't she? Is she just pulling my leg here? But you know, he got the gift, because as the whosoever, he was willing to come and take it. And that's how it is with God's salvation. It's for the whosoever will. And I wonder this morning, are you dithering? And are you doubting? This morning you can be saved. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, our prayer is that you will come, turn from your sin, and trust in Christ as your Saviour. And if you need to talk to someone, boys and girls, you can talk to me. Some of you adults, if you need to talk to someone, you can talk to Mr. Brown. You can talk to some of these folks who've helped us this week, boys and girls. But don't leave God's house. If you know you're not saved and you'd like to be saved, you come and trust Christ this morning. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Well, that was rather interesting. We've learned a few things about God, about Jesus Christ, about lots of bars. And every time you see those bars, you think about God and the gospel. We also learned that Joyce has a sweet tooth, for sure. There's no doubt about it. I hope nobody here is too smart, like a smarty, to think that you don't need God. And life will not be a picnic. You need Jesus Christ. I think we'll have a wee word of prayer. That'll be good. Let's have a word of prayer. Then we'll sing a hymn. And perhaps when we're singing the hymn, I'm going to maybe get Miss Divina Strange to run out and get me a box of sweets. I can give them out. Hopefully there are some there. I'm sure there are. Okay, good stuff. Let's have a word of prayer first of all, and then we'll sing a hymn. Let's all pray. Our Lord and our God, we are thankful for what we have learnt here this morning. We pray that no one, Lord, would be too smart to think that they can live without thee. We pray, Lord, that no one would think that life is a picnic and try to live without salvation. We pray that no one would be churchy, as many, many people are, and they know nothing of life and faith in Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that no one will have a permanent time out to go, as it were, and attempt to enjoy the things of the world and only find that it's void and empty, but that all would give their earliest days to thee. And we pray, Lord, that everyone here, oh Lord, thou and thou alone canst do this, that every one of them here will be safe from the old devil. Oh God, we pray that thou wilt bind the strong man and spoil his goods. And Lord, may many of these homes and Lord be won for Jesus Christ. Be with us now today. In the Saviour's name we ask. Amen and amen. Well, please take your hymn books. 695 is our closing hymn this morning. 695. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. We'll get the introduction and then we'll stand to sing. You may be seated. Again, thank you all for being with us here today. If you are new with us, we're glad to have you, and we trust the Lord will bless and encourage you as you seek to live for the Lord and serve him. Let's pray one more time, just commit our ways to the Lord this morning, our Lord and our God. We want to thank you so much for the gospel, and what a privilege it is to present a magnificent message, a magnificent gospel to the lives of people here in Larne, O Lord, that many would receive. Give, Lord, to thine own the gifts of faith and repentance, that they would be able to exercise them and to walk with God and lovely. Take us now to our homes in safety. We pray particularly for the children's work here in Larne Free. Lord, cause it to grow, and Lord, may it be effective in bringing many people into the family and to the fold of God. be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And